Disruption. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams on this Monday, July 16th, filling in for Alex today. And we have a whirlwind of information to bring you today straight from the studios here in Austin, Texas. We've got a lot of great guests lined up for you today. We've got Jim Mars joining us at the bottom of this hour to discuss the UN Small Arms Treaty and the implications of that, and whether he thinks they can even try to pull that off in America, where the Second Amendment, of course, is written right into the Bill of Rights. That's going to be an interesting situation. So Jim Mars joins us to talk about that. Also, some news that has been breaking recently is the so-called Monsanto Protection Act. This is a legislative effort to grant Monsanto a type of immunity, and we'll get into more details on that later, concerning experimental genetically modified crops that are planted all across the country. We've got Daryl Rogers from Alliance for Natural Health joining us in the second hour for that segment. That's going to be, oh, wow, you're going to learn some things there that will absolutely blow your mind about corporate influence over the legislative process and the regulatory process in the United States. Of course, if you're a regular Alex Jones listener, you already know that America is experiencing sort of a runaway corporate fascist thug mafia government. So that's not a surprise to you, but some details that are going to be revealed here today will probably surprise you, even if you already know all that. So be sure to stay with us on the second hour. We've also got Ask Alex Jones segment coming up for the third hour. This is from PlanetInfoWars.com. People are asking Alex questions, and he is working to answer them. 50 questions is his goal in this hour. I don't think he's going to quite make it to 50, but I'm sure he'll do a good job answering some questions. And if we have time right before that in the second hour, I'd like to take some calls and let you ask me some questions. A little impromptu Ask the Health Ranger section. That'll be in the second hour. So we've got all that coming up, plus a lot of news on drones. And we're going to get into the drone news right at the beginning of the next segment. But let me go over some of the breaking news that's just hitting the internet and hitting the airwaves today, because some of this, again, okay. Here we have from the Economic Collapse website, these 12, quote, hellholes are example of what the rest of America will look like soon. And it then goes on to quote 12 cities and towns, Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan. I'm sure Chicago is in here somewhere as well. The murder rate is skyrocketing in Chicago as the citizens are completely disarmed and unable to defend themselves against predators who are, of course, armed criminal gangs. Sometimes just armed individuals who are willing to commit violent crimes against innocents that they know cannot protect themselves because of the disarmament system there in Chicago. Detroit, of course, has become a black hole of the economy. Nothing against people in Detroit, many great people living there. In fact, we've covered some of them in the past who've done amazing things, innovative things, courageous things, and so on. But as a whole, Detroit's economy, of course, has imploded for many, many years. The city is just a shadow of what it used to be. Services are being cut back. Even streetlights are being cut back in Detroit. And, of course, part of this is because of the socialist, more like communist, political agenda at the top of the country that is moving our jobs overseas on purpose, using, for example, billions of dollars of taxpayer money to ship jobs from General Motors over to China, thereby denying American workers access to what were decent paying jobs where you could actually, you know, live a decent life, tap into the American dream. But that's gone now. The American dream has been offshored. And in its place, we're going to have a drone surveilled police state, a monitoring of all your email, of everything you say on the telephone. We're going to have economic implosion. Now everybody's on food stamps instead of being able to have an honest job. It's all that, and it's getting crazier by the day. So we've got those reports and much more coming up straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, and we'll be right back after this break with all those details plus those interviews straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, welcome to The Alex Jones Show. It is Monday, July 16th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. We've got a whirlwind of news ahead to cover and some great interviews coming up as well. Of course, a lot always happening in the realm of liberty and the economic implosion of America. Before the break, we were just speaking about the 12, quote, hellholes, economic hellholes, are examples of what the rest of America will look like soon. This is an article out of The Economic Collapse. A very, very important article and a lot of warning signs of what's happening. But here's something else that's happening that I want to get into here. And, by the way, we've got Jim Mars coming up at the bottom of this hour to talk about the UN Small Arms Treaty. A great interview expected there with Mr. Mars right out of Texas as well. And, of course, we're coming to you today live from Austin, Texas, behind enemy lines, as the bumper often says. We've also got Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health joining us in the second hour to discuss the so-called Monsanto Protection Act. And why is the government and these regulators, like the FDA and the USDA in particular in this case, why do they continue to protect corporate interests instead of protecting the people? Aren't they supposed to regulate corporations so that the people are protected against, let's say, genetic pollution or dangerous pharmaceuticals or runaway chemical pollution of the rivers and the waterways and things like that? Why aren't they doing their jobs? Why are they always selling out to the corporations? We're going to talk about that in the second hour with Daryl Rogers from ANH-USA.org. That's a nonprofit focused on natural health and health freedom as well.
Also in the third hour today, we've got Alex Jones with his Ask Alex segment. That's from planetinfowars.com. And he attempts to answer 50 questions posed by readers. And I say attempts because, you know, one of the curses of having so much knowledge, as Alex does, is that you start to answer one question, but it brings in all these details from all these other areas. And it becomes, you know, an in-depth explanation of the big picture. So that's why it's hard for Alex to just answer one question very briefly. He's got to actually bring in all his knowledge and all everything that he knows about it, and that can take time. So anyway, we'll see how many questions he does get to out of 50 in the third hour today. Also, by the way, plugging tomorrow, a great show lined up for you tomorrow right here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm hosting it again, doing a back-to-back hosting situation here, which is the first time I've ever done that for Alex Jones. Tomorrow we've got a major interview, a worldwide exclusive interview with a whistleblower, a key whistleblower deep inside one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to share too many details yet, but I promise you it will be an explosive interview with information that you've never heard on radio or the internet or anywhere. That's going to be a very hard-hitting interview, so make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. Now, getting to the news that's happening right now, I want to share something fun with you. I was walking around Austin, the city of Austin, yesterday, and I saw this stop sign. And for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. I'll explain it for those of you listening on the radio. It's a stop sign, a regular stop sign that you see on the road, but someone has painted in some very legible white paint underneath the word stop. They wrote the police state, and it's very visible. I've got a picture showing on the screen right now for those of you watching. And I just thought, isn't this great? You know, in Austin, there's this sort of just this vibe of people wanting freedom, people wanting to be free. And I know this is true all over the country in other cities. I know that many of those listening are out there putting posters up, are running website blogs and posting videos on YouTube and really just talking about freedom and liberty and why we shouldn't live in a society where we're monitored 24/7. We're supposed to have basic privacy. We're supposed to have basic free speech. We're supposed to have the rights to go protest without being arrested for it, by the way, without having to ask for permits from the king. Oh, please, king, can we beg you for a permit to go protest your policies? I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens in America, and it makes no sense. But along the lines of surveillance, here's what else is really happening right now. The drones. We've got major news for you here on the drones. Here's an article to lead this off. This is from EFF.org. The FAA has now released thousands of pages of drone records. And what they reveal is that drone flights in the United States are frequent, and these records reveal where they're flying, how long they are flying, how long they stay in the air, their locations, the frequency, the 125 drone certificates and accompanying documents that says that the FAA released today total thousands of pages and were released in response to the EFF's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Now, what this shows is that drones are being deployed everywhere. I mean, all across the country, major cities and major universities. And we're going to bring you some information right now that is, there you go, there's a story up on the screen for those of you watching. I mean, this is information out of Texas A&M, Texas State University, Miami-Dade Police Department, Mississippi Department of Marine Resources, North Little Rock Police Department, Cornell University, and many, many more. University of Connecticut, for example. So I thought we need to take a serious look at what is the drone near future situation. I put together an analysis last night in anticipation of being here today, and I want to bring you this analysis because it's got a lot of important information. Now, I don't know if you can get a shot of this. We're going to talk about some drone protection fabrics. Right here on my left in the studio here is a Mylar space blanket. We're going to talk about why this might be useful to protect yourself from drones. You might say, why do we need to be protected from drones? What's that all about? Well, here's the deal. Drones, of course, are remote-controlled systems. The question is, who is controlling them? Now, if a local police department that respects the Constitution is controlling them, that's arguably not a bad thing. They can actually fight crime, help keep the peace, and so on. But what about if the U.S. military is controlling them and using them against civilian populations in the United States? Even worse, what if they get hacked by China, for example? We know that the Chinese government has invested literally billions of dollars in hacking resources. They even have a hacking university where they train the top, the brightest students in computer malware development, social engineering that leads to hacking, you know, discovery of passwords and things like that. And, of course, there's the Stuxnet and the Flame virus that was co-developed by the United States and Israel, according to reports, that is very advanced, very advanced. What if China got its hands on that kind of code or something similar? The question is, could the drones, let's say there's 5,000 drones flying above U.S. cities on any given day in the next 5 years, and that's not out of the realm of what could really happen, even based on what the FAA has approved, by the way. I think they approved something like laws that would allow 30,000 drones to be deployed across the country. So what if there are thousands of drones that are flying over the United States, and what if some of them are armed? Because now Raytheon is working on a small missile, sort of like a small Hellfire missile that can be carried and deployed by the drones. And it's a self-guided missile. It locks on target. It's got its own navigation system. It's got its own cameras. It's got its own guidance systems, its own propellant, and so on. So a drone can fly into any area and then launch a missile onto a target, whatever target is selected by the drone operator. So again, what if the drone operator becomes a hacker group from China or North Korea, theoretically? Or what if it's a rogue group of hackers from anywhere that just takes it over because the security is so bad? Now, you might say this could never happen, but you'd be wrong because, of course, Iran already used a GPS spoofing attack to intercept the navigation of a U.S. drone. I believe that was a Predator drone, and to land it on a runway in Iran, where they then took possession of that technology and began to take it apart and decode it and try to figure it out. That was a simple GPS spoof. And recently in Texas, I don't know which university, I think it was just a Texas State University. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a university in Texas recently, I think just 2 months ago, also did a spoofing attack exercise to show that you could spoof the drone and make it land wherever you wanted to land, or make it fly wherever you wanted it to fly. So we know that these drones can be taken over by hackers or a ground-deployed spoofing force. And why does this matter to you? And why do you need to know how to potentially protect yourself from drones? Because, again, what happens if we've got 5,000 drones in the sky, a foreign hacker group, or even a domestic enemy hacker group that just declares war on the American people decides to just unleash the drones on the people and unleash the small Hellfire type of missiles or deploy surveillance against the American people? How do you protect yourself against those drones? So in order to help answer that question, I put together some information here for you talking about what the drone payloads could be and the surveillance payloads. Now, we know drones can have regular visible cameras, infrared cameras, which sense body heat, which means if you're walking around at night, you're going to be able to be picked up by these drones and targeted by them. Again, they could be in the hands. They could be controlled by a destructive force or an enemy force or a hacker force. They can deploy radiation sensors and microphone sensors. Now, in terms of payloads, here are the drone payloads that we, I think, are going to see in the next few years. Number one, miniature missiles that can just target individuals, vehicles, or structures, buildings, for example. And this article, by the way, this is on naturalnews.com right now. I don't know yet if it's up on Infowars.com. Probably will be soon if it's not already. Drones can also have high explosive satchel payloads where they simply drop the satchel, it explodes on contact. Drones can have radioactive dirty bomb payloads. This is easy for them to do. They just get a bunch of radioactive dust, which can be collected from a variety of sources. I'm not going to give out the details because I don't want to encourage anybody to try this. It's very dangerous, obviously. And only a true terrorist would try to do something like this, or someone trying to set up a terror type of event for whatever reason they might have in mind. But they could drop radioactive dust on a city at a medium altitude and create just a total chaos in that city. And that would be a terrible situation to see happen. Drones can also have self-destruction bombs where if they are captured or if control is lost, they can self-destruct. So evading these drones is going to be crucial. Now, right after this break, when we come back, I'm going to give you some tactics and techniques to evade drones. And this is a skill that all of us may need to use someday if we want to stay alive if these drones get taken over by bad people. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Stay right with us here on the Alex Jones Show.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Discussing ways to avoid the rise of the machines, in other words, to protect yourself from the drones. You know, it turns out that the rise of the machines depicted in the original Terminator movies is pretty accurate, except they're not going to be bipedal machines, that is, machines running around on the ground with legs. They're going to be flying machines. It turns out it's a lot easier to automate navigation of the air than it is the ground. The ground, you know, ground is very complex. If you've ever looked into robotics, navigating the ground is very complex. But the drones are very easy to deploy in both the ocean, because water is an easy medium into which drones can navigate, and the air. And so you're going to see Navy drones, and you're going to see a lot of then, of course, airborne drones, which we're already starting to see, and they're going to be weaponized very soon. Raytheon, again, is already tested and is about to make available a small missile system that will be carried by drones and will be able to be fired. And of course, the Predators already fire certain types of weapons, but we're talking about domestic drones being able to carry weapons, including potentially small arms fire. You know, can you imagine your local police department having a drone that can peer into your windows and fire, you know, 223 rounds into your into your bedroom if they think you're cooking meth or something? I mean, what if they get the wrong address? How many times do they raid the wrong house? Anyway, we are talking here on the Alex Jones Show. And by the way, thank you for joining us. Got a lot of great interviews coming up just straight ahead. And this is Mike Adams filling in case you're wondering, where's Alex? You know, he'll be back, of course, but I'm filling in for him today and tomorrow. But now getting to drone defenses. This is critical. During the daylight, you're going to want to use, of course, and again, let me set the context here, okay? This is if the drones get taken over by bad people, which could be a foreign government with a hack attack. It could be a rogue element of an existing government. It could be who knows what, somebody trying to set up a false flag attack somewhere and use a drone to make something happen. Whatever the case may be, you may find yourself in a situation where you need to avoid the drones in order to stay safe, protect your family, protect your community, protect your liberty, and so on. To do that, first, let's start with the visual element right here, and I brought this. This is an ATAX pattern camo, and the reason that this matters for drone protection, and the pattern is called ATAX, or Advanced Tactical, A-TACS, and the company, this is a licensed trademark pattern, and it's, you'll see it deployed on a lot of military uniforms and things like that these days. This pattern is a fractal pattern, which is a pattern within a pattern, which means that even when you look at it up close, you guys get a shot of it there. For those of you listening on the radio, you can check this out on PrisonPlanet.tv and see what I'm talking about. This is a pattern within a pattern, which means if you zoom in and look at it closely, it still looks like camo. The image is kind of blurry, but even from a long ways away, zoomed out, it still has a larger fractal pattern that confuses vision recognition systems of automated drones. Now, I did a little bit of work in my history, not even going to go into the detail, but I have a technology background, as many of you know, from the software industry, and I did a little bit of work in vision recognition systems. Now, vision recognition systems look to find edges. And, for example, a vision recognition system is going to try to find a straight line, a square corner, an obvious shape like a circle, like the edge of a person's hat or the edge of a person's head, for example, sharp contrast between colors, things like that. This kind of pattern, this ATAX pattern, confuses vision recognition systems because they can't find any edges in it. So this kind of pattern or netting over vehicles and things like that can protect you from being seen by a drone that might be controlled by bad people with bad intent. Now, moving on to nighttime drones, we've got this. Show and tell time here on the Alex Jones Show. This is you can probably hear this on the radio. This is a Mylar space blanket or what's called a thermal blanket. And these are available in camping kits and survival kits. These block infrared light, which is a non-visible spectrum, of course, and because of that, they keep the heat inside your body. One of the ways your body loses a lot of heat is by radiating infrared wavelengths. So this Mylar space blanket can keep those in so that you're reflecting heat back to yourself, which is why they're useful on a cold night or as an emergency blanket. They're also great for preventing you from being seen by infrared or thermal imaging systems. And I've tested this, and it works great. You simply make a poncho out of it, or you sew it into another poncho that you can drape over your body, and then you can no longer be seen by thermal cameras. This is like camo against the Terminator is what it is. And they're real cheap. I think you can get them sometimes for $2, and you have to sew them in yourself. They're not real durable, but if you have a little bit of sewing skill, you can sew them in. Also, practice light discipline. If you turn on a flashlight at night, you're going to be seen, because the light sensitivity of these drone cameras is very, very high. So those are some of the techniques that you can use to keep yourself safe from drones controlled by bad people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, during the break, we made a Mylar thermal blanket poncho for a little police figurine guy here. And we're showing that on camera right now. There he is. Look at that. He's got his anti-drone Terminator countermeasure poncho. That's on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can't miss this stuff, folks. If you're listening on the radio, you gotta get the archive videos later by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You know, the props are just priceless here, I got to tell you. This is literally running around the office with a pair of scissors, which apparently is dangerous, I think. There's probably a health agency that's going to cite us for doing that here at the Alex Jones Studios. All right, all comedy aside, because we always have to have that element here, next is a very, definitely a, not a funny issue, which is the, oh man, this is too funny, which is the UN Small Arms Treaty, and we've got Jim Mars joining us by phone. He's the author of numerous books, including a book that should have been called A Zombie Nation, but instead it was, I'll let Jim tell you the story, but he joins us right now by phone to chime in on the UN treaty, the Small Arms Treaty. And Jim Mars, one of my favorite guests to have on, knows so much about these realms and the whole history of the attacks on liberty and freedom. He joins us right now by phone. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, it's great to have you on. I always love having you on the show. What's on your mind these days? What's on your radar screen, so to speak?
Well, I am finishing up the editing on my new book, which should be out after the first of the year, called Our Occulted History.
Occulted history?
Yeah. Now, just so everybody understands, I think one of the first sentences in the book says, now, let's get this straight. This book is not about werewolves, vampires, or devil worshipers, okay? I'm using the word occulted in the astronomical sense. When the moon eclipses the sun, that's called an occultation.
Ah.
And it simply means hidden or masked. So it's, what is our hidden history? What has been hidden from us? And I think it's going to be a real eye-opening read to a lot of people.
Absolutely. I do want to recommend your other books, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy and, of course, Rise of the Fourth Reich. Your books are just extremely well documented, Jim. I mean, extremely well documented. You are one of the best investigative journalists out there today, and I really enjoy your books. But let's get right into I'm sorry?
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, and I think people need to understand, if you really want to be an educated person, forget the newspapers and the TV. They're all owned, controlled by one of about five major corporations that have interlocking directorships. So in other words, a handful of people are controlling everything you see and hear. If you really want to know what's going on, read major books, okay? And the reason I say this is we haven't got time, and you wouldn't even want to hear how many hoops I have to jump through just to get something published by a major publisher.
Believe you.
They have nitpicking editors, and they have legal staffs that go through it with a fine-tooth comb. How do you know this? How do you know that? Have you got more than one source? Can you prove this? Can you prove that? Okay? But that's good, because when you read a major book from a major publisher, and it's got an index, it's got footnotes, then you know that it's been gone over by a number of people, and you're probably getting the straight stuff.
Yeah.
There are a number of websites now that tout, send us your press release and we'll make sure it gets to the whole media. I could name off for you, but you know what I'm talking about, Mike, right?
Oh, yeah, and most of the time the media just rewrites the corporate press releases, slaps their own name on it, and releases it as factual news without checking a single fact.
That was my point. I was reading the other day a fellow who works for one of these outfits, and he says, it used to be that they would at least rewrite these press releases that come in from corporations and companies. He said, but he's noticing lately that he sees his own press releases, and he knows they're his because he wrote them and they're in his words, and they're just being repeated by the so-called news media.
Word for word. It is absolutely incredible. But that's how we get news on the TV of things like mercury in vaccines is good for your children. Didn't you know? It boosts their immune system. We should have more mercury.
Yeah, a little aspartame won't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Some of the stuff is probably true. Like a little aspartame might not hurt you, but the problem is it's cumulative. It just keeps building up your system until your system's just fried.
Well, sure. I mean, there's so many myths out there that the mainstream media pushes. And by the way, we're going to get to this UN treaty in just a second, but I have a comment here. You know, one of the myths is that war is great for the economy. It's great. So, you know, I always say to people who and a lot of people believe that, people who are smart enough to know better, I always say to them, well, great, then why don't we just bomb all our own cities and we'll experience total abundance by rebuilding them?
Hey, that's true. That's true. It'd be an instant urban renewal program.
Yeah.
So you start with some cluster bombs and cutter charges, and then you go in and you start rebuilding everything.
Yeah, it's just such a fallacy. But let's get to the big issue today, the UN.
The big arms thing, yeah.
Yeah.
For one thing, I'm sure your listeners are probably well aware of this small arms treaty and the fact that they're still negotiating up in New York. But I can guarantee you that just like City Hall, when they have a city council meeting and they come out and they say, we've approved this, we haven't approved that, we're looking into this, that's all been done ahead of time, okay? Sure. The real negotiations going on behind the scenes somewhere. And but anyway, I'm sure that you and your listeners are pretty well aware of what's happening and why. But let's talk about, you know, let's look a little deeper and see what's really going on here. There are those who are arguing, well, it's no big thing. It only talks about is they're only trying to curb the illegal international arms trade, whatever that means.
Right, that's the cover story. It won't affect law-abiding firearms owners.
Right. And the thing is, at one level and in technicality, that may be true, okay? But this is just another foot in the door. Have we all forgotten when they first came up with NAFTA, okay, Free Trade Association, and they're going, oh, it'll be good for business, and it'll be good for jobs, and it's not going to be any big deal, and yada, yada, and they ram it on through. And now, and of course, there was a handful of voices, such as Ross Perot, who's saying there's going to be a giant sucking sound, and all the jobs are going to Mexico and heading south, you know.
Yes.
And everybody said, oh, what a conspiracy theorist, you know, what a paranoid. Well, turns out he's true.
He was right.
He's absolutely right. And this is the same thing. This is just another foot in the door. Oh, it's not a big deal. Well, right now it's not. But then another year or two. And I mean, first off, you go back and you find out that the Republicans and during the time of the George W. Bush administration back to up till 2009, they said, no, we don't want any part of this. This is infringing on our sovereignty and that it will eventually, emasculate the Second Amendment. No, it was Hillary Clinton and Obama in 2009 that said, we'll talk, you know, and I think to give them, you know, all due credit and to try to lean towards their side as much as I can, they may have thought that, well, we'll go ahead and participate with this, and that way if we're participating in it, we can help guide it and we can help see to it that, nothing too untoward happens. But of course, I think you and I both know. That's not it.
Well, their intentions are to disarm the public.
Exactly.
In fact, every world government says, if you really ask them, if they answer honestly, often behind closed doors, that private ownership of firearms is a threat to the domination and the monopolization of power of that nation's government. They
exactly.
don't want anybody to be armed.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. And, in fact, this is now the biggest stumbling block to the plan for a new world order. Is the fact that so many Americans have guns. But I'll tell you something. Here's what's really dark about all this, is that what it's going to lead to is violence. And it's going to lead to perhaps even civil war.
You mean if they try to actually take away?
Yeah, if they try to implement it, you know,
yeah.
That's when people are going to hunker down. I know right here in Texas, and you know as well as I do, there are people here in Texas, when they come to take their guns, there's going to be firefights. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be Waco to the 20th power.
But what about the foreign troops issue? So a lot of people think, well, U.S. troops and U.S. National Guard won't engage in that, and there's a lot of evidence that at least half of the people won't. But,
right. But
the foreign troops would do it.
Foreign troops in this country right now.
Right. Right.
What happened to the East German Army? Okay. When communism collapsed, did they just all go home? No, they were still in the army. Bomb came over here. They're in New Mexico. What about Russian Spetsnaz troops? They're over here, too.
But how many troops are really here? I've never seen personally reliable figures on how many are here. I mean, it would take millions at some point, it would seem like.
No, it wouldn't take millions. All they got to do is just corral a big city. And that's why if armed violence does take place, I see it the urban centers versus the suburban and rural areas. And that's why they're making all this preparation to turn the cities into concentration camps, essentially. Homeland Security's coming around and funneling money, billions, to the state and to the state transportation departments to put in traffic lights where there used to be a four-way stop sign.
Well, and don't forget the DHS bulletproof checkpoint booths and all the hollow point ammo and all that.
And, you know, you say, oh, that's good. We got a new traffic light here. But if you look, you also got RFID chip readers and cameras and facial recognition software. It's all accompanying that, okay?
Well,
so that you're not going to be able to go two blocks from your home without them knowing where you are and what you're doing.
Also, Jim, in Texas, they're stringing up all these cables in between the median of the highway, so you can't turn around if you come up on a checkpoint.
Exactly.
That's going in all over the place.
And all you got to do is ask yourself, hey, wait a minute. Government's broke. Half the people are broke. Everybody's hurting for money. Why are they spending these millions and millions and millions of dollars to putting up these steel cables and concrete dividers so that you can't turn around on a freeway?
Yeah, that's a good...
I don't know about you, maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't noticed a huge problem with people trying to make a U-turn in a freeway.
No, I've never seen it happen, even in the areas where they're putting up the cables. Let me ask you this. So Larry Bell from Forbes magazine recently wrote that this UN small arms treaty, quote, if passed by the UN and ratified by our Senate, would almost certainly force the US to do these following five things. And he lists five things. And of course, one of them is to ban the trade, sale, and ownership of all semi-automatic weapons, which is just basically every farmer's rifle and every pistol that is out there. Create an international gun registry, override national sovereignty, confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms. So, but how, I mean, I just can't imagine, Jim, this actually, I can't imagine anyone successfully doing this, at least not in Texas. They could probably get away with it in maybe Chicago, of course, or Massachusetts or places like that, but not in Arizona, not in Northern California, Oregon,
Montana.
Not in Montana, Wyoming, Florida, the whole Midwest.
Well,
I mean, come
saying.
On.
You know, people who think that, well, they'll pass this law and everybody just give up their guns, and the local cops will come around and say, okay, this is illegal now, so you don't have to give me all your guns. You know, no, that ain't going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. Okay, what's going to happen, though, is that they will use this to start a series of raids, just like they're doing on unprocessed milk, right?
Yes.
Milk, for God's sake.
Yes.
Okay? So if they get armed SWAT teams to go after milk farmers, do you think they're going to have any trouble sending them after somebody's got a big cache of guns? All right? And, of course, the people go, oh, well, that's terrible, but, oh, well, I don't have – all I've got is a hunting rifle and a self-protection pistol. You know, they won't come after me. But when they start doing this, then, like you said, people in the state you mentioned, they're going to start buckling down. They're going to go, no, and I mean no, and there's going to be gunfights, and then there's going to be civil unrest.
But that's what they want. That's what Alex always explains. Right.
They
want that.
Then they could declare martial law, and all bets are off.
And then they can say it's the gun owners who are the terrorists. It's the gun owners who shot the police or the sheriff or whoever it was.
Oh, they shot Trayvon. Oh, my God. So take up everybody's gun.
But you know,
and what they never point out is that Trayvon Martin, that story, that went all over the country. It's still being covered, and it just went on and on and on and on. And yet, since the first year, there have been thousands of people who have saved themselves and their property because they had a gun and they fought off a robber or an attacker.
Oh, absolutely.
But you never hear those stories. You never hear those stories.
No, and I can tell you from being in Central Texas and talking to ranchers and interviewing ranchers, you know, a rifle is a tool on a ranch.
Absolutely.
It's not a weapon. It is a tool. You can't raise chickens. You can't raise livestock without a rifle to protect them from predators. And then there's the whole property theft issue. A lot of ranches, they get equipment stolen. I mean, tractors, big equipment. And they need a rifle, they need a pistol, they need a shotgun as a tool of farming. If they give those things up, Jim, they're out of business. Their herds and flocks will be eaten by predators.
Exactly. And you're talking to the choir here because I live out in the country.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and I mean, a rifle is as necessary as a shovel.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the thing is, you can kill somebody with a shovel, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Oh, well, let's outlaw shovels then. You know, it's how stupid this whole thing is. It's just insane. And the thing is, the framers of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they truly understood all this. That's why the Second Amendment has really nothing to do with hunting or sports shooting or target plunking. It has everything to do. All you got to do is read the Federalist Papers, read the thoughts, letters of those guys who framed the Constitution, and they said it is the right and the duty of the public to be armed so that they could resist a tyrannical political government.
Exactly. But here's the thing I don't get. I want to ask you this. How on earth would anybody in the U.S. government go along with the U.N. telling us what to do on this? But I mean, I know the answer. For example, the World Trade Organization just banned the labeling of the country of origin for meat products in U.S. grocery stores. How did they do that? That's not a U.S.
Well, that's it.
Action.
See, you say, how in the world could they do that? Listen, I've been at it long enough that 4 years ago, I would have bet you good money that about half the laws and half the policies and half the things we're doing today could not be done. And yet it's been done. Because people have been dumbed down, people have been cowed, and they've been distracted by mass media, and without getting too paranoid, there's even high-tech gadgetry, the HARP systems, the Gwin towers.
Oh yeah,
they are actually using advanced technology to mess with our heads.
We were just talking about drones in the last segment, Jim. Will you stay with us for one more segment? I have more questions for you. This is happening,
about
folks.
Drone crash in Maryland.
All right, we'll talk about that. Stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with Jim Mars and much more straight ahead.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
All right, continuing here on this Monday on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in. We're joined now by guest Jim Mars, author, researcher, observer of human history. And hey, Jim, do you have your Mylar space blanket poncho to be invisible to thermal imaging cameras on surveillance drones?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do somewhere.
Yeah, you might have to whip that out someday. We have all kinds of interesting props here on the show. But
here's the thing. Yeah, you go back to late last year, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office north of Houston announced that they were buying a $300,000 drone. They call it a Shadowhawk helicopter that had the capability of carrying weapons.
Okay? Yes.
It also carries a camera, heat-seeking device. And they said, oh, well, it's only going to be used for hunting criminals running from the police, you know, as well as drug investigations. See, if it's not protecting women and children, then it's to fight drugs.
Of course.
You know?
Yes.
And critics immediately said, well, hey, this could prove a hazard to air traffic and possibly even the public on the ground, never mind the privacy considerations. And they said, oh, no, it'd be fine. And yet, early this year, they were going to test a police-only test in Montgomery County, and they lost control of their little drone. It smashed into their armor tank called the Bearcat. Okay, so now, but it gets worse, all right? Because just last month, near Salisbury, Maryland, a full-scale Global Hawk drone belonging to the Navy. It's about $1.5 million worth crashed into a tributary of the Nanticoke River near Salisbury, Maryland. And they said, the Navy said, well, fatalities or injuries are, quote, unlikely. well, that's great. What happens if it crashes into a housing development?
Well, there's the article on screen for those watching. Yeah, Navy drone crashes. But, you know, Jim, I've seen footage of small drones, almost micro drones. This is the way they're really going for surveillance, is these little micro drones that can actually fly in formation. They can construct things like building almost Legos in cooperation. They can fly into your house, down the hallway, up the stairs, and they can transmit camera images live back to headquarters during all this. I mean, they can actually explore your entire house with a little multi-rotor micro drone, and that's happening today. That exists now.
That's off-the-shelf technology.
It is.
Well, here's my plan. Okay, if one of these things flies over my house, I'm going to grab a shotgun and just bring it down. If it comes into my house, I'm going to swat it with a lead fly swatter. And when they come and get upset about it, I'm going to say, well, I thought it was something, one of them Arabs, one of them terrorists. I think this thing goes, hey, good Americans, we'd never spy on each other, would we? It's got to be an enemy device. So I just thought I was being patriotic, and I took it out.
There you go. Well, I mentioned, you know, one of the countermeasures is going to be what I call drone-seeking drones, where civilians can build drones that are designed to fly at high speed into the other drone and thereby bring them both down. Jim, we're almost out of time. Any final thoughts to wrap it up?
Yeah, there's also this. A group of computer researchers at the University of Texas at Austin had $1,000 worth of computer parts, and they claimed they could hack into a government drone.
Yeah.
And Homeland Security Department officials prove it.
Well, and they did. Got to run, Jim. Thanks for being on the show, Jim. That's Jim Mars, everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.